No matter where you live in Wisconsin, there's probably a reason you live there, something that drew you to that community. Natural beauty, stuff to do, lots of people nearby or no people nearby, access to jobs, the list goes on.
And there are probably things you think might improve your community if someone would just take the lead and make it happen.
Our next guest helps communities make those ideas a reality by embracing the idea of placemaking to bring out the unique local identity, and he and the Design Wisconsin team bring local citizens together to set the agenda.
Here are some voices from Grandsburg, Wisconsin, after a community planning meeting.
I feel like I'm actually having a part in it in that I get to have a voice where teenagers don't always get to have a voice, so I really appreciate that.
Integrated it all, and they created these pictures of what could be. And for me, and I think for the community, it was very powerful too, because it made us be able to see the future based on what people in town thought we needed.
It happened here. People are engaged, for sure.
Todd Johnson joins us now. He's a UW Extension Land Use and Community Development Specialist based at UW River Falls. Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what is this idea of placemaking? What does that mean?
Well, it's a term that's being kicked around all across the country right now. Academia, I would say the public sector and the private sector and nonprofits are all trying to define it for themselves. I'm part of a UW Extension research team called Community Vitality and Placemaking, and we've spent quite a bit of time researching it ourselves. And I think once we look at all the different definitions floating around, at least for me, placemaking is about making is about people making decisions and putting those ideas into action that help kind of enhance, protect, and promote the unique qualities that make up where they live.
And it sounds like this is the opposite of sort of a one-size-fits-all approach to here's what makes a town or city or community work. It really sounds like it has to come from the bottom up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is definitely driven by the community. It's about community values. It's about culture and history and the landscape there. And it's about getting people involved.
And you lead people through a really unique and what, dare I say, fun-sounding process. Can you talk about what you and your team do when you visit a community? You've done a few of these now in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So I got to give credit to Minnesota, the state of Minnesota. They started a process back in 1983 called the Minnesota Design Team, and they have a community charrette process that we've modeled ours off of, and we just kind of added some more bells and whistles to it and buried it within our UW Extension system. And what it really is what we do is we bring a team of volunteer planners and designers and scientists into a community of about 20 folks maybe, and spend an extended weekend living with host families in that community and learning and exploring what makes that community tick, and then facilitating just a barrage of intense and fun public engagement and participation sort of activities that get people really excited about exploring what it means to be a part of community there and get a sense of what they want to have in the future. And when we leave there, we leave them with hand-drawn renderings of a future that they told us they wanted to have. So these aren't pie-in-the-sky ideas. They're what the community told us that they wanted to have. And we listen really carefully and pay attention and then draw those ideas out and give them some ideas on how they might meet those goals.
And Todd, when I think of the phrase attend local planning meeting, I think better caffeinate beforehand. This sounds dull. That is not how this works, is it? This is a pretty lively session.
Oh, yeah. It's very fast-paced, and it's designed to intentionally provide the illusion that this is quick and easy and fun. There's actually quite a bit of planning that goes into it, into the logistics of bringing a group of 20 professional volunteers into your community to do this kind of work. But it's done this way so that, you know, the general community shows up to these activities. It's fun. It's engaging. They get to express their thoughts and ideas. And then they show up the very next night and boom, there it is, a bunch of beautiful drawings of their community and the future that they told us that they wanted to have. And so it's pretty instantaneous for most of the community members, and it helps because then it's easy for them to jump into implementation.
Talking to Todd Johnson from UW Extension, talking about placemaking, ways to help communities find their own identity and come up with plans to make their communities better. And Todd, let's get into a couple concrete examples. We played some voices from Grantsburg there. You've been there in a couple other communities. What kind of ideas have emerged from this process, from these meetings?
Sure. So, well, we piloted the Wisconsin version of this in Grantsburg, and things that came out of that was cleaning up their waterfront in their downtown, looking at acquiring some land in the downtown to do maybe a public-private partnership that would clean up a brownfield site, maybe redevelop it as a mixed-use building, and then taking advantage of all the wonderful natural amenities and public park systems there, and creating a trail system and enhancing it with signage and benches and rest areas. And then, let's see, what else? Oh, and then in Bailey's Harbor, we were there last fall, and with that, it was providing some clear access to the waterfront. Again, there was some trail development there, making a community center out of an existing structure and just kind of activating it with more intentional uses throughout the year. Just lots of really kind of fun stuff. Not necessarily always bricks and mortar type things. Sometimes it's much more about organizational development or economic development.
And watching that video from Grantsburg, a common theme from people seemed to be, this is stuff that people have been thinking about on an individual level, or they might talk to, you know, their spouse about it and thinking, oh, somebody ought to do blank. This is bringing that together and trying to harness that ideas and get people together on what that blank is that they should do and who should do it.
Right, right. And the process that we use, we just try to create a really fun atmosphere that everybody feels safe expressing their ideas, and that it's democratic. So the results that come out of that, the public feels like this makes sense. It's rational. We got all of our thoughts and feelings out on paper, and we were able to decide as a community this is what's important. And then and then we just take those ideas from the written format and then just draw them out. And because they're hand drawn, they're kind of sketchy looking, sketchy in a good way. And they have that that character, and you can recognize that this is my community. These folks came in and they really dove into our community for the weekend, and it's pretty inspirational, the things that come out of this, and it makes it easier for community folks to grab a hold of these ideas and run with them.
So what happens next? You told me the other day that the fear of any planning process is that the end result is a binder, and the binder gets filed and nobody looks at it ever. How do you make sure that these great ideas that came from local citizens actually start happening?
Sure. So, like I said, we kind of allude to the fact that we intentionally make this thing look simple and easy and instantaneous and fun, but there is quite a bit of planning that takes place up front, and we have our local educators, extension educators in each county that work with the community ahead of time, anywhere from 3 months on the low end, but, 6 to 8 months on the long end of planning going into this. And part of that is for them to develop the capacity to implement ideas afterwards. And so our community educators will work with them on the front end to help bring our team there. And then after our team is there, they're there to help them implement those ideas and kind of coach them along. When we do these presentations on our design team visits, the very last sort of slide that we show is a sign-up sheet. What we find is that people are quick to run up to that sign-up sheet and commit themselves to implementing these ideas. And it doesn't take much more than a couple weeks before you start seeing action teams organically develop around some of these drawings. And they really kind of just run with scissors with it. It's really fun.
Todd Johnson is with us. He's a UW Extension Land Use and Community Development Specialist based at UW River Falls. We're talking about placemaking, how local communities can figure out their identity, get citizens involved in coming up with ideas, and then making concrete improvements for the future.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234 and tell us about your community. What do you love about the place you live? When people ask you what's special about your community, what do you tell them about? And what could make it even better or a lot better? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking about placemaking in Wisconsin and how local communities can figure out their identity and how to improve the local quality of life. Todd Johnson is with us from UW Extension. He works with local communities to bring people together for local planning.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What is special about the place you live? What's a selling point? What keeps you there? What brought you there? And what do you dream of as a way to improve it, a problem to solve, an opportunity to make life better? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our first caller now. Angie is on the line in Sheboygan. Angie, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Angie?
Well, I've lived in Sheboygan for about 12 years now, and what I love about it compared to any other place I've lived is that there are so many natural spaces that are accessible to the public.
And that's something that brought you there, maybe, or at least keeps you excited about living there?
Yes, I'm very excited to live here. The lakefront is beautiful. There are forests throughout the community that you can go and hike. It's wonderful.
Angie, thanks so much. I've spent some time in Sheboygan. No argument for me. And Todd, something that strikes me as I look at things like planning and community leadership and things like that, the things that Angie is talking about, somewhere, somebody along the line actually made them happen or took steps to make these things accessible to the community, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're so blessed in the state to have kind of a diverse sort of range of landscapes all across the state. And I think that when you go around and talk to folks in their communities, everyone is so very proud of the natural environment and the amenities that they have in their communities. And I think a lot of the work that we end up doing in these communities is just helping them protect and enhance those attributes.
Angie, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Todd, I know since this is a big project, you only do, I think, a couple of these intensive sessions a year. But for somebody out there, a community member, maybe a local business person or a local government person, if they're thinking, yeah, I want to try to do something at least a little like this, a step in that direction, what kind of starting points would you recommend for them?
Sure, and I got to give credit to our research team and to our professor emeritus, Steve Grabow, who wrote a book on this called Principles and Practice of Community Placemaking. And this is a UW Extension publication that they can get from the Learning Store or from any of their county offices. And in that, he really details wonderfully a whole suite of different activities that people can engage in to kind of, you either kind of dip your toe into that idea of what the world of placemaking is about with some, you know, some learning activities and facilitated discussions or walking tours, or, you know, you can start doing sort of a scavenger hunt of placemaking attributes within your community and kind of score how you feel your community is doing on different attributes, or moving into more of the planning stuff, where you get into just the narrative sort of visioning of what you want your community to be when it grows up, or you can get into some of the mapping stuff that we do as well. We did some really fun work down in Fort Atkinson where we had a gymnasium full of community members, and we gave them maps, and we had them kind of map out all the things that they love most about their community, and then we synthesize that into a composite, and then that map they can use to make targeted investments and figure out, you know, this is kind of the bones of the city, and these are the things that make this city unique and special, and we want to make sure that we protect these things. And so, you know, those are just some types of activities that are out there, and there's many more. I mean, we're just scratching the surface of this topic ourselves. But yeah, we definitely have a publication out there if people are interested, and a website as well, of course.
Talking to Todd Johnson from UW Extension about community placemaking, finding unique things about communities in Wisconsin and enhancing them, bringing citizens on board to do something like that. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. What's the selling point for your community? What could change it? Have you worked on something to add an amenity of some sort to your city, a new park, say, or an event? Call 800-642-1234. Also call in with your questions for Todd. Liz joins us next in Madison. Liz, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Liz?
Oh, I want wanted to tell you that what's so neat and cool about Madison is in the summer you can paddleboard on the lake. So we're on an isthmus and we're surrounded by water. And so you can kayak and paddleboard and windsail and do all of these fun water activities. And then in the wintertime, when it freezes over, you can ice skate and you can cross-country ski. You can go out there with your dogs. You can build a fire. You can ice fish. So many different things. And I don't know if it's great to be telling everybody that it's so amazing in Wisconsin here, or I'm originally from Chicago, and even though we have Lake Michigan, it's just less accessible to so many people who don't live that close to the lake.
Liz, thanks a lot for the call. And Todd, a lot of communities in Wisconsin, of course, are built on or near water, whether that's a river, a lake, or a great lake. And it's a struggle in a lot of places to figure out how to make the best use of that for residents, for tourism, whatever. Is this a common challenge facing communities?
Yeah, I think so. Every community has its own culture and value system, though, and that always comes into play when we look at how developed are those lakes and shorelines and the amount of public access versus it being privately developed. It really ranges all over the map. And then water quality and how individual landowners and the public treat that adjacent property and how that affects the water and the surrounding ecosystem. So it varies from community to community, but I think that in general, I think people understand the value of the water and how much it has contributed to their enjoyment of living in the places where they do live. So it's not a hard sell to talk to people about taking care of their water space.
Liz, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Todd, a lot of our concrete examples so far have related to making the most of the natural environment. But what other kinds of things do communities come up with when they go through the process? What kind of, not unnatural, but not natural resource-related things do we see coming out of these meetings?
So there's the built environment. There's all the sort of infrastructure that makes up a community, the street system, the buildings, the downtown, and lighting, signage, historic buildings are definitely become a priority in a lot of communities as a physical asset. But then there's also the economic sort of assets as well and the business community. And then probably one of the most important is just the social and community activities that occur and organizations that kind of make up this complex organism that we call communities, and how does that function? And that's, I think, probably one of the most fun things about visiting these communities and spending time with them is kind of getting to know them as a personality.
Let's bring on another caller now. Jesse is with us in Shell Lake. Jesse, hi.
Hi. Hey, I just want to say I live up here in Shell Lake, Wisconsin. And they, what I love about up in this area that's so much fun is all the little communities, they're all so small but so close together. So they have all the amazing little, each town has their own little festival, like Cumberland with Rutabaga Fest and Spooner with the rodeo and Shell Lake with Town and Country Days. So you have all those things going on all in a row at different times. So you can always make them, and they have just amazing food and just lots of fun things, lots of things for the communities up here to get together and do. So it's a lot of fun.
Jesse, thank you so much for sharing that. And Todd, those community events are part of the picture too.
Oh, definitely. A lot of communities that's their main sort of way that they're identified is by the big community or festival thing that they do each year. It's a sense of pride. It's something that brings the community together. For a lot of them, it's an economic development strategy as well. But I think that most importantly, it's a quality of life. It's a celebration, a festive sort of thing that they create for themselves and for the people who live there. And those festivals are very important.
Time, I think, for one more caller. Becky is with us in Delavan. Becky, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I'll just segue into talking about the different festivals and activities. I work in the Delavan area, which is very close to Lake Geneva, and this area is known predominantly for Lake Geneva, and I think Delavan Lake gets kind of lost in the shuffle, if you will. But they have Sky Circus on Ice, which is coming up in February. Over the summer months, we do Shake the Lake, which is a music festival. You're right on the lakefront. There's all kinds of food. There's activities going on. Of course, the lake, on Delavan Lake. Any activity that you want to do on any other lake is available, from SUP, kayak. We've got a beach. It's just a beautiful, very, very family-friendly location. And Delavan itself is very historic.
And Becky, I have to jump in because we're just about out of time, but thank you for telling us about that. And Todd, is this what it comes down to? Communities need people like Becky to be that booster and talk up the great things of their community?
That's part of it. But, you know, it's also just the sense that people take ownership of their community and participate in the decision making, whether it's small decisions or big decisions, and are willing to roll up their sleeves and contribute. And I think that's probably the main story, is just recognizing that we do live in a place together with other folks, and we can contribute and make this place even better.
Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Todd Johnson. He's a UW Extension Land Use and Community Development Specialist based at UW River Falls. You can find out more about placemaking at the Central Time Facebook page. We'll have some information linked there. And while you're there, you can tell us the great thing about your community, the thing that keeps you living there that you're proud of, and maybe something you'd like to see to improve it. Again, that's all at the Central Time Facebook page.